What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Rockcast, brought to you by rockslide.com. And today is January 5th, 2021, into the new year and ready for a new episode of Tipsy Tuesday on this Tuesday morning. So first things first, Rockslide Film Contest still going on. Taking submissions. I really don't have very many submissions right now, but we're taking submissions until February 1st right now. So send an email to jordan@rockslide.com and I'll show you how to enter, or just send me your film basically, and we'll get you entered to win. Canyon Coolers is the main sponsor again this year, and they're gonna give away some coolers, which will be cool. So hopefully we'll get some more submissions. I'm hoping to get like 15 or 20 this year, then we can narrow those down, probably the top five like we did last year, and then the members vote on the top five. And the film submitter is going to win something, which turns out a lot of film contests don't really do. It's usually the people who go to watch the films that are participating that win something. So this one, you actually win something, or you can, if you win, if you get voted on for your film. So there's that. Latest episodes, I talked to Travis Hobbs a couple weeks ago about applying for Western States. Now the application season's coming in. It's January 5th, so Tuesday. January 4th was yesterday, and that's when Wyoming's opened. And Wyoming's application season ends February 1st. Pretty sure it always was January 31st, but they moved it a little bit. So that's what's going on there. And then I talked to Josh Boyd last week a bit about his season, and we went through some boot and gear items that he used. So it was cool going through his season and kind of debriefing on gear a bit. And then new Rockslide articles up. We have Jim Carr did a rifle scope review on the Zeiss Conquest V4 4-16 scope. So that's up. And then there's a new pack that's up for little kids. It's called the Western Edge Bullion Butte Pack. So if you have a child, you should go look at that. It looked like a pretty sweet backpack for a kid. And then Jared Blumgren reviewed the Vortex Razor LHT 3-15 scope. So those are the new written Rockslide reviews that are up right now. Over on the forums, you can vote for the best mule deer photo by tomorrow is when that one ends. And then the best elk photo ends today. So kind of late notice, but if you're on the Rockslide forums, if you're not, you should be. And if while you're over there, you should go over to the elk forum, and then there in a sticky at the top, there'll be the best elk photo. And then you can vote for which one you want. And then the mule deer photo is going to be going tomorrow. And then you can vote for the best youth photo. And there's some cool photos on there of kids. And that'll end January 16th. So you got a little bit on that. But go vote for the best pictures, and those guys can win some things. Kefaru is sponsoring the elk photo. Cryptech is sponsoring the mule deer. I'm not sure who's sponsoring the youth. But anyways, you should just go over and check it out. Rolling on to some hot news. So this is kind of cool. There was a 57,000-year-old wolf pup discovered in the permafrost in the Yukon in Canada. They think that the den probably collapsed and trapped the pup because he was the only one in there. The University of Iowa has been examining it and says it was about 7 weeks old when it died. And they found salmon and some other fish in its stomach, although the typical diet, they say, was muskox and caribou. But there was fish in its stomach, so that's interesting. And they also say it's a common ancestor of what we know as the modern gray wolf. So 57,000-year-old. It's pretty cool. You can see pictures on Go Hunt on their news article about it. And they still had, like, its teeth were still intact. Fur was still intact. Like, it was pretty cool. So go check that out. And then another deal, just sticking with wolves in Wisconsin. There's an estimated population to be of about 1,000. And they're going to open up a season this year, which is the first year since 2014 that a season's been opened. And somebody from the Wisconsin Game and Fish said, "It is tremendously important to us to have a good, robust, strong population of wolves. and we know we can do that. We've managed hunting seasons in the past, and we've maintained a good, strong population of wolves. So there you go. Just, I think we all like seeing them around. They just need managed. So that's what's going on the wolf front for our hot news. Some important dates. Now that application season's coming up, I always try to keep up on some important dates of application deadlines that are going to be coming up. So like I said before, Wyoming elk application period began yesterday, which is January 4th, and it ends February 1st. Both residents and non-residents can apply for elk, deer, antelope, moose, sheep, goats, and turkeys. So there you go. Wyoming's coming right up, and I'll keep up on the rest of them here in a couple of weeks. Arizona's coming up as well. And some upcoming episodes we've got. I talked to Jim Carr yesterday about, he did a whole bunch of boot reviews and some other reviews. And we talked a little bit about hunting this last year. And another upcoming episode, we've got a few of them really coming up. This is going to be pretty good, but Jim's will be up next probably. And yeah, that'll be good. So this year for the Hot Minute, since I talked to Jim yesterday, I'm just going to have him jump in and talk about what he's doing right now to prepare for the scouting and then the season coming up in 2021. Moving on a little bit, what are you doing to prepare for scouting this year?
First of all is keep in shape. that's one thing I'm definitely, this last year was so, when I got out of it, when the oil field shut down and then I ended up, kind of bouncing around a lot, and going to doing a lot of roofs and kind of like having no like schedule, mm-hmm. just staying in shape is about as important as you can get. And you gotta start now. Definitely I felt like I was in poorer shape than I had been in, partially just because I had no routine, just always, basically I was working a lot, but during the summer if I was either I was scout, so I basically almost every scouting trip was my exercises, and I don't like that. I like to be a little bit better, when I'm not out scouting.
Yeah,
I wanna
routines
be.
Definitely make a huge difference on
yeah, because basically I felt like I was almost like getting sore in certain spots that I'm normally not, I go on a 5-day scouting trip, and then the first 2 days are like, man, I wish I would have been in better shape. And then you get back into where you need to be. And then you go for 2 weeks without doing anything. And then, so you never get to, kind of have that, where you feel good at day one. I like feeling good on day one and day two, not taking two to, I usually get better every day on a hunt or a scouting trip. Mm-hmm. And I like to be where I don't have like the first 2 days. I'm like, man, what did I do to myself?
You don't feel bad. Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. That's one thing like I'm going to have to start jumping into. I get to go on a doll sheep hunt in August this year, like mid August. Well, it's like 10th through the 19th. So I need to start getting in shape for that. Once these boots come in, I'll start breaking them in, and that'll give me some motivation.
Yeah, getting in shape, and then even if like during the winter, what had worked pretty well, if you can't go out, I was working in North Dakota a lot, and I'd wind up bringing a treadmill out to the rig, and then you get so much snow and in there, on the location sometimes, and I was a mud engineer, so I couldn't leave very often. So I get that treadmill and I get that backpack I had, from Outdoorsman.
Yep.
And, just using that, going on even a 15 or 20 degrees angle, that'll be a good workout for being indoors,
Mm-hmm.
That pretty much anybody could do. The pack is what, that helps a lot, having a heavy weight on your back.
Mm-hmm. And really, just like you said, like anything helps. It doesn't have to be extreme every day. You just have to do something every day or almost every day.
Because, if you don't do anything for 2 weeks, you're going to get sore, and you don't want that to be on your first couple of days. Because I've been with enough people that I know they get discouraged after 1 or 2 days of getting their butts kicked, because that's easy when, the first couple of days getting used to a hunt. You can already psych yourself out on that hunt or that scouting trip because you're not in shape. And that's what you want. You know, that I've done on a lot, so many scouting trips, you know, scouting packages for guys that maybe thought they were in shape, or but they come over here and that's, they give up on the first 2 days when they do give up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh shoot, I can't handle this country. So just being in shape, you know, to start your hunt is big.
Yeah, dude, I totally agree. What are you doing right now, like preparation wise, like scouting online?
Oh, all the time.
All the
time. You know, I'm already, yeah, that's one thing. I'm kind of obsessed with it. You know, always looking for new spots I want to hit. I got so many new spots I want to hit, or so many spots that I've already been to that I want to hit from a different angle. You know, kind of looking for, like, I actually was just in a spot a couple, actually a few days ago. I was up in one area that was open in late archery, and I got back in there a long ways, and I wound up finding just a spot that you want to go back again. You know?
Yeah.
It was really good, actually. And I wound up going with somebody, it's a friend, and he had to leave. But anyways, it was a long ways into where I found a lot of animals, you know? And so first thing I do is I got home is finding any other way I can get in there, you know? And then I start looking for that aspect. There's a reason those animals like that aspect, you know, at that time of the year. And then you start looking for other aspects that are identical to that, you know? So, you know, you're looking for, shoot, I think, you know, a lot of the country where I was at didn't even have any animals. You know, there's not a lot of snow, but there was one particular terrain that those animals were in, and they were like stacked in that one particular terrain. The rest of the terrain, they just kind of avoided.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the first thing I do is I'm going looking for, you know, for identical terrains and then routes and the spots I want to go to, and just kind of looking, you know, it's kind of a ongoing process for me. Like, probably every time I go out to the hills, that's one of the first things I do is, you know, come back and kind of find, you know, kind of you go look online and go see exactly, you know, on Google Earth, what you did, where you were at. And then you start to notice things. Oh, shoot, if I would have just been right here, you know, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'll be back on in a couple of Tuesdays to talk again about Tipsy Tuesday. Hopefully there'll be some new hot news. Keep up on important dates, of course, and then new Rockslide articles and things coming up, and hopefully new products being released by companies. It's going to be a little weird this year without being able to go to shows and things like that, but I'm going to try to get companies on to talk about their new products and people on to talk about those products that have already got a chance to try them before they were released. So hope everybody has a great couple of weeks, and always thank you for the continued support, and we'll see you again on the next one.